You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter. Hopefully you had a great week since we've talked the last time. Miraculously, I kind of sound like myself again. I've had an interesting week. I know you were sick over the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah. And
I had my little bout with whatever is going around this week as well. So, I am glad to actually kind of sort of sound like myself. Still battling a little bit, so if you hear me duck off so I can cough my head off or sneeze or something, that's what it is. But I think everybody's dealing with something right now.
Oh, yeah. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Just thing after thing.
Yeah, but we're still here. We're plugging through.
Yep.
I missed one day this week, which I already missed too many days this year. But some of them I couldn't control. But, you know, I tried to get through it, but just couldn't do it. So, feeling better, and thank goodness for cold medicine. That's all I'm going to say, because once I started that, I've been better. But I know so many people are dealing with more significant health problems and things, so a little stuffy nose isn't that big of a deal. But it is 1 week until Christmas break, winter break, coming up here on the West Side. So, it always seems like these 2 weeks are kind of long, too.
Oh,
because
yeah.
The anticipation of kind of waiting and just, you know how it goes. But, so as of next week, we'll be talking about that. Already know who our guest is next week. We'll talk about that at the end of the show.
Mm.
But we also have that thing up there on the wall, that thing that is called the that's it.
All right, on the big board. I'm trying to
I know first? You always try to do this chronologically.
What's first?
Well, Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
It was last night as well.
Uh-huh. Christmas Carol, the show here at the Ben Davis Theater, is playing playing again tonight at 7 p.m. second show.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. as well, and then Sunday at 2 p.m.
Yeah,
and that's here at Ben Davis.
It is. Yep.
Then also tonight we have boys basketball at Franklin Central, 7:30 p.m. tonight.
Yep. And then the girls also playing Franklin Central, but that is tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know our guest is going to be calling here on the phone, so if I duck off here in just a minute and pick up the phone, you'll know why.
Yeah.
But last night was an amazing basketball game, so we have some time to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
If you did not listen to the game, the Ben Davis Lady Giants advanced to the Marion County semifinals last night. They were down at the half 26-8. They only scored 8 points.
Oof.
In the first half. It was a struggle offensively. They couldn't hit elephant in the butt from 2 feet away. It was really bad shooting. And then all of a sudden in the second half, they got going. And they outscored Roncalli 32-12 in the second half.
Wow.
So the defense is rolling, and the Giants advance to the Marion County Tournament semifinals with the win over Roncalli last night, 40-38 ended up being. So 32-12 in the second half, 26-8 Roncalli in the first half, 32-12 Ben Davis in the second half. That adds up to a 40-38 win.
Nice. That is a near miss there.
Yeah. It was crazy. And
it's impressive.
The fans that were there, I know were treated to some great basketball in the second half by Ben Davis. Like I said, it was definitely not that good in the first half, but the second half was definitely a treat. So the Ben Davis Lady Giants move on, and Stan Benge, the head coach of the Giants, he could win his 700th career win on Saturday if they win the Marion County tournament. It would be his 13th ridiculous 13th Marion County title, all since 1990.
Dang.
It would be his 13th Marion County championship. It'll be an uphill battle. Both teams will probably be the favorite over the Giants, as Franklin Central was a really good basketball team, and also probably Lawrence Central, but LC plays Warren in the first game, and Warren is a team that beat Ben Davis as well. So the Giants probably not the favorite, but you can never count out Coach Stan Binge when it comes to the Marion County tournament. Mm-hmm. Been many years where he's gone in, not been the favorite. Been many years he's been the favorite and has won, but there have been a few that he's gone in and he's not been the favorite, and somehow they come out and he finds a way. So we'll see what happens on Saturday as the Lady Giants go for their 13th. These are big numbers. Out of 51, it would be the 13th for the Ben Davis Lady Giants in the Marion County tournament. So anyway, we'll have that game. All alumni crew as well returning, as Jackson White and Owen Pulley will be calling the game, and Jescotti Rash will be in studio. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah, be nice to have them back. It's always like old home week around holiday break. You know, we bring back some of the alums, and it's a good time. So anyway, tune in. We've got sports. We've got theater. By the way, that is, by the way, what we call that thing on the wall over there.
The Big Board.
I think we forgot to talk about winter break, too.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Okay. We already did that.
We did that earlier.
Yeah, that's coming up. But, you know, the thing that we're in that season, and I did see some reviews of Christmas Carol on social media. People are talking about what a great show it is. So congratulations to the Ben Davis Theater, and we know they'll have three more great performances coming up Friday, Saturday, and then at 2 p.m. on Sunday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. And, you know, Ben Davis basketball is away, so if you're a sports fan and you don't want to drive all the way down to Franklin Central, come and take a gander at a Christmas Carol Friday night here in Ben Davis. So, we're still waiting for our guest to give us a call. We didn't announce the guest in the open of the show just specifically for this purpose because we hadn't heard from them yet. So
just in case.
Yeah. Things come up and you know.
Things happen.
Yeah. So.
I know I've had plenty of things happen.
Yeah. So Renee Pack is our guest this morning. She is a state representative from House District 92, but you know, lots of things going on right now with the state legislature. And so if we're not able to get her, we will certainly get her back on the show at some point, but she might call anytime. So again, if you hear me duck off and I say, Karen, take it, that's what I'm doing. I'm making sure we get the phone.
I'll say something,
spew and things like that.
Yeah. I'll spout.
What other words? Yap. Just yap. Yeah. I'm running
ramble.
Out of ramble.
That was one from last year.
Yeah. Pontificate.
Yeah, that's one.
That's a good word.
That's a great word.
Yeah. You know, it's got like if the Pope just talks, is he pontificating?
Yeah.
Is that where it came from? I
think so. Yeah. Maybe.
We'll have to look that up.
I like old archaic words that just are too long to be used in normal conversation.
Yeah.
Though. Like a defenestrate.
Defenestrate?
Do you know what that means?
I do not.
That's an old English, not even old English, like Victorian English word for throwing someone out of a window. That's what it means. To defenestrate someone is to throw them out of a window.
That's very specific.
I know, it's great. Love it.
That's very specific.
Mm-hmm. Not fall out of a window, throw.
Throw, like actually pick them up and throw.
To carry someone off the ground and throw them from a window.
Wow. Yeah, well, that would be painful.
Yeah.
And what, maybe you would do that if they're pontificating too much.
Yeah.
You would do what is it again? Say it again.
Defenestrate.
Defenestrate them.
Mm-hmm.
You've been defenestrated.
It's like a really bad like B movie antihero.
Sounds like something from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
You know? Defenestrate him.
Defenestrate him.
There's just like a window over there.
Feels like a maybe, like the Defenestrator is a spinoff to like the Toxic Avenger or something.
Yes. We used to call these smorgasbord shows.
Yeah.
On School Talk. So this would be like, you know, when we'd have a guest who maybe wasn't able to join us or running behind or something. We would call these smorgasbord shows. Do you know what a smorgasbord is?
I know what a smorgasbord is.
That's kind of like, they don't have them as much anymore. I know buffets have kind of gone out of style, but smorgasbord is like where you go in and it's food that's served kind of cafeteria style and you can just pick like this and that. It's not like, you know, it's like a buffet or a cafeteria where you go in and, you know, I want a little green beans. Maybe some roast beef or tofurkey if you are, you know, someone who is a vegan. You go for the tofurkey or whatever. But you can kind of pick and choose anything, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. So that's kind of a smorgasbord show. So that's where we've gone this morning here on Voices of the West Side. And I believe this is the first time we've had a smorgasbord show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's on your plate?
Well, this morning, nothing, but for lunch, I think it's going to be,
we're going literal here.
I've got I had a game that released.
Yeah.
I had a little game that, I've been working on for about 3 years.
That you've been doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Me and a group of a bunch of guys that I met online have been making a modification for, like a rhythm game, music game for the past 3 years that we finally dropped. And like we released it last night, like 3 hours before I went to bed. I don't know how it's doing.
Yeah.
But it's gotten some attention, which is pretty cool.
Are you anxious to check?
Not really.
And see how it's doing?
Like, I just did it for fun.
Right.
But it's cool to know that like people have played it.
Right.
That's cool to know.
Well, I know, and this is totally different, but There's a game that is a like a golf course design game, and you can go on and design golf courses, and then other people can play.
Yep,
and then they rate them. Mm. You know how hard they are, how good the course was. That is kind of exciting when you go on and you see like 25 people played your golf course.
Yeah,
it's good. You know, that is kind of cool, and then you see the rating, and you're like, well, okay, yeah, it is pretty easy. You know, you can see what other people scored and things like that. That is kind of cool to see what people have done with your work.
Yeah. Well, for me, when I make 20 songs for a game that I've never been able to share for 2 years because we're still working on it, now that it's finally out and I can finally like post that music and I can maybe make money off of it.
Right.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Especially because of how many delays we had.
At getting it out there?
We were originally supposed to release it June of last year.
Wow.
Yeah. But then we got hit with so many different delays.
Right.
Because the guy that was paying all of us got a new job and started having to pay his own rent.
Ah.
Because he moved out. He graduated.
So his financial situation changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So everybody kind of stopped working for a while. I was doing mostly volunteer work anyways, but after I finished all of, like, my main music and whatnot, I got just, he was just like, hey, I have money now, and then he sent me a bunch for all the work that I did, and I was like, oh, crap, we're back in, we're going again, and then we just hit the ground running for the next year and a half, and now we're done.
Will that all be in the movie? About this game?
I don't think they make a movie.
You don't
about
think
it.
They're going to? But who would play you in the movie if it's not yourself?
Who would play me in the movie of me making this?
Who would play me? Because, you know, obviously I would have to be a character.
You'd have to be in there. Probably.
Bill Murray would play me. No.
No, he's dead.
Bill Murray's alive.
Which one is? No, that's Robin Williams is dead.
Yes.
Bill Murray is still around. Yeah,
Bill Murray's very much alive.
Very much alive.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore, man.
Welcome to Voices of the West Side. We've killed Bill Murray this morning on the Smorgasbord Show. Bill Murray, very much alive.
Welcome to Voices. We killed Bill Murray.
We're trying to figure out this morning. This is a Smorgasbord Show, in case you're wondering. You're like, wait, I thought somebody else was going to be on the show this morning. Well, apparently having some issues, something going on this morning. So our guest isn't able to join us as of yet. So we tap dance or do what we call a Smorgasbord Show.
Yes.
Kieran is explaining the process of getting a game to market that he and some of his friends have been working on. So we're talking now, and they make the movie about that game and its development. Who's going to play Kieran?
Taron Egerton.
I can see that.
I feel like he's just the only one that I can think of that looks vaguely like me.
Yeah, yeah. That's not a bad guy to be like, no. You know.
He looks vaguely similar to me.
Yeah. So, of course, Taron, famous for what are the movies? Well, he was in Elton John biopic.
He played Elton John.
Rocket Man. Mm-hmm. But he's also been in a series of movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a British...
I don't remember. Kingsman?
The Kingsman. Yeah, yes, Kingsman. There you go. I was like, the something men. I couldn't think of the first words.
King.
I think, I know they've been looking for a new James Bond. I always think Taron would make a great James Bond.
Well, I think that... they have one. I don't remember.
They haven't announced it yet.
They haven't announced it yet, but I know that they've like locked in a guy, I think.
I have not heard that, and I'm a pretty good James Bond fan.
I think that it would be cool for it to be, what's his face? Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Yes, I've heard that rumor.
I think he would be good at it.
Yeah, but I heard also that he's not really interested
in
it. But sometimes they do that, you know, just to throw people off the scent. I was like, when they named Daniel Craig, I was like, who?
Really?
Yeah, because I had not seen Daniel Craig in a lot of things, and I was like, who? Who's this guy? But man, Daniel Craig was an excellent James Bond.
Oh, he's good.
I mean, he just nailed the role.
I feel like he brings a little tiny hint of James Bond into, like, Knives Out and everything.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. When you get that role, then you're forever.
Mm-hmm.
Associated with James Bond.
Yeah.
So if you're an actor and you take on that role, and I know I've heard, man, my brain is this morning, maybe it's the cold medicine, I don't know. I can see him. But I know there have been some other really, some actors that have been connected as being interested in the role, and they turn it down because of the fear of being typecast as James Bond. You know, somebody like Pierce Brosnan
who
took the role really bad. Really, it wasn't his fault. There were some really bad scripts.
Mm.
You know, James Bond windsurfing. Oh, gosh. That was in Die Another Day.
I really liked how all of
windsurfing. That's awful.
A lot of the villains used to have really bad names.
Yes.
Just terrible.
A lot of double entendre names, stuff like that. Yes, that's like
written by a 10-year-old almost.
Yeah, but those were in the book.
Those were in the book.
Yeah, that came from Ian Fleming's source material on a lot of them. But so I don't want to give away spoilers if you haven't seen the final. What's the expiration date on spoilers?
I think anything longer than 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it's like you've had plenty of time.
So No Time to Die.
Yeah.
We can give away a spoiler on that?
I think we can give away.
Okay, so if you haven't seen the movie yet, turn your radio down. Okay, we'll give you like 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, again, I'm about to give away a major spoiler of No Time to Die. So if you have not seen that James Bond movie yet, again, 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay. So James Bond perishes.
Yes.
At the end of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very, oh, man. There was not a dry eye. Because I went like the first day. I purposely did not read a review.
Yep.
I purposely stayed away from all coverage. I did not like if I saw a story about that in, you know, this movie's coming up, and I stayed away because I wanted to be fresh when I went in. And, you know, Rami Malek is in there. He's the villain. And you get to the end of that movie, and it's a very poignant James Bond because there's a lot more emotion.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's one thing that Daniel Craig brought to James Bond that maybe some of the others didn't. You felt James Bond a lot. You know, whereas he'd always been just kind of like, you know, just a secret agent that just made jokes and killed
people. He was always kind of like the same guy.
He made jokes and killed people, was never really bothered by anything. Mm. Daniel Craig brought back...
He played him like a character.
Yes.
Rather than just a guy. Right?
And certainly somebody who could have been nominated at some point, especially for No Time to Die, which is just a fantastic film. But anyway, he perishes in the end. So what are they going to do now? I mean, James Bond is dead right now.
Reboot.
You think they're just going to...
Well, that's what they did when they introduced Daniel Craig as James Bond.
Yeah.
It was a new timeline, yeah.
In that opening scene of Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Wow. How he gets his 00 license.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
good.
Yeah. Because, and if you watch it, it's like, again, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Casino Royale, 5 seconds. One, 2.
Casino Royale came out in like,
I know, 2006. It came out. It came out when a lot of the people maybe listening to this show weren't born yet.
I was born in 2007. That movie came out a year before I was born.
Exactly. So in Casino Royale, the first scene, you see how James Bond gets his 00 license.
Mm.
And apparently it's you have to off two people.
Yeah.
Essentially. So that's how you get your 00 license. And maybe that's the 00. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. Anyway, it shows how it happens.
Yep.
And the guy he's talking to is his second one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, he made you feel it, didn't he? And I was doing all this. Don't worry. The second one is, and he's like, yes, considerably. It's like, you know, it's easier.
Yes.
Yeah. But fantastic scene.
I think it's really funny whenever I make like a mention of a story detail for something that came out like a while ago, and someone's like, dude, spoilers. I haven't seen that yet. And I'm like, dude. So, like, there's a game that I played called Halo Reach.
Mm-hmm.
It came out years ago. It was a spinoff. And in the end of that game, everybody dies.
Mm-hmm.
Even the player character, like, that's the end of the game. Nobody survives. That's the whole plot. And I mentioned that in conversation, and one of my friends was like, dude, spoilers, man. And I said, my brother in Christ, the game came out in 2007. It has been 14 years, you've had time.
It's like, you should know this by now.
Yeah. Or like when someone talks about Endgame and I'll see somebody saying like, dude, spoilers, I haven't seen Endgame yet. I'm like, you have had years. It's been too long. The movie is done.
Right. It's like, if you haven't known by then or haven't seen it by then...
If you somehow don't know the ending of Avengers Endgame 7 years after it came out, you deserve to be spoiled.
Right, and especially because there are memes and other things about it, and people have talked about it.
I only worry about spoilers.
I haven't seen the movie, but I know the ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So
like, I only worry about spoilers if it's a movie that I really like. Am looking forward to. Like Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Yeah.
I love Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't think anybody loves Sonic the Hedgehog more than me or my little brother. When I saw that the trailer for this, and people immediately started like trying to leak details from like early test screenings, I was just like, nope, I'm blocking Sonic the Hedgehog from my feed.
Yeah.
I will not receive any news about this movie.
Yeah. And it is annoying when you'll get like a small spoiler.
Yeah.
That doesn't really spoil the movie, but it spoils maybe, it
like
gives
a
you a clue.
Detail. Yeah, it gives me a clue.
It's like, it gives you a small clue. That's almost as annoying to me as actually, well, you might as well just spoil the whole thing.
Just tell
you know
what happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so Avengers Endgame, like I said, I got spoiled for that
by
movie.
The way, if you're hearing rapper noise, this is
I'm eating a thing.
This is Kieran eating his breakfast. So now he's chomping. Now we've gone to ASMR. That's where we are here on Voices of the West Side on this smorgasbord show on Indy's Giant 90.9. Here we are. We've just been talking movies. Yep. We just don't know where it goes.
Yeah.
That's the fun thing about a smorgasbord show.
Yeah, it's just whatever.
Yep. It's basically just like an episode of your show.
Yeah.
The show. On Indy's Giant 90.9.
Starring me.
But I do think that we can go ahead and call it now. We'll just say that Renee Pack wasn't able to join us this morning. So we will definitely reschedule her and get her back on the program when we probably get back from break.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because next week will be Jeb Barden will be our guest.
I won't be here for that one.
He is the Wayne Township trustee. Yeah. So he'll be with us on Friday the 20th, and we'll be talking about the holiday season, holiday assistance, which are all things that he does in his office as Wayne Township trustee. So he will be in here next Friday to talk about that on Voices of the West Side. But kind of just getting back, we've got about 4 minutes here, 3 minutes left in the program. We've been talking about, like I said, we talked about video games.
Movies.
Movies. Who would play Kieran in a movie? We killed Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Sorry. You'll see that on the news in a few minutes.
let's be clear. It was a...
He is very much alive.
Yes, he is. Kieran mistook him for Robin Williams. Mistook
Bill Murray for Robin Williams.
So that's what we've done so far in the program. But speaking of Bill Murray, he's in one of my all-time favorite holiday movies called Scrooged. I don't know if you've seen Scrooged.
I've heard of Scrooged recently. I have never seen it.
Fantastic film. Worthy of a 24-hour...
Christmas marathon.
Christmas marathon. Scrooged is a version of A Christmas Carol, which we talked about last week on the program. So what's your favorite holiday movie?
This is going to be a controversial one.
Ooh, are you going to go Die Hard on us?
I'm not going to go Die Hard.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It happens in Christmas. It counts.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I'm going to say then Rise Gremlins of is the a Guardians. Christmas movie. DreamWorks is Rise of the Guardians.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That movie has a special place in my heart because it was the first movie I saw that was like, what is this movie?
Yeah.
It was a movie that I saw that didn't have like a big following behind it, so I never heard about it from my friends in like elementary school.
Does it have a holiday element to it?
It's about Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. But it is, they made Santa into like a Russian mob boss character, and he's like just this big, burly, like Viking dude. It has Santa, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy.
Easter Bunny. What? No, just kidding.
The hero of it is Jack Frost.
Okay.
And it's a really good movie. And I spent like 8.5 years after I watched it trying to remember what it was called so I could watch it again.
And you did.
I did.
So what is it called again?
Rise of the Guardians.
Rise of the Guardians. I'll have to check that out.
It's a great movie.
I'm boring when it comes to this. A movie that, this will tell you how old I am, I actually saw in the theater.
Oh.
Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
We actually,
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
We actually saw that in the theater. And when it came out, I went with my mom and dad, and we watched it in the theater in Florida.
I do love that movie.
Yeah, we were down in Florida because we used to go to Florida over Christmas because Dad would just we do everything in our family on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
so we would drive on Christmas and go to Florida, and that was, I think the weather was bad or something, and because we would go to like the Panhandle, Panama City, and you know sometimes the weather there is not spectacular,
not great.
So we went and watched Christmas Vacation in the theater in Florida. Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I agree.
I had to clear my throat.
I agree.
I had to clear my throat a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so that brings us to 8 o'clock. So we survived our first, golf clap. Yep. So that we survived our first smorgasbord show.
Yay.
Once again, next week, Jeb Barton will be with us. to talk about the holidays and assistance and things that his office provides as Wayne Township trustee. Anything else for the good of the cause?
I have nothing to say. My brain is empty, and my lungs are coated in something that makes me need to cough right now.
Ah, well, there we go. As you can hear in the background.
I'm okay.
Yeah, but sounds like you're getting better, though.
I am living, yes. Yeah. They gave me an inhaler, and they took my blood.
All of it?
Some of it.
Okay.
Good well, chunk.
At least they left some of it for you. So, at least we don't live in the days when they used to just bleed people to death for to heal them.
Yeah.
We got to get the bad blood out. How do you determine what's... just keep bleeding them.
Yeah, keep going until he stops crying about it.
Yes. So, anyway, that was the old days of medicine. We don't do that anymore.
It'd be really funny if we did.
Yeah, leeches. Somebody comes to work and they just got leeches all over them. What's going on? Yeah, it's the treatment for my bronchitis. They just decided to give me leeches. You know, it's like, oh, yeah.
Or I had a cold, so they amputated my arm.
Yeah, they have the boils all over because, you know, they used to heat the skin and get boiled. Yeah, just thankfully we didn't live in that time. But they thought that was, you know, they thought that's what it was.
It may have worked for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
Anyway, this is WBDGFM HD1 Indianapolis. We've officially gone over on our Smorgasbord show. Thank you for joining us. If you stuck the whole show, we appreciate you. But that's going to do it for Voices of the West Side. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.